Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 29. This chapter has 11 psukim in it. The Gemara in Brachos 28b learns there should be 18 brachos of the Shmona Esrei from this chapter, because it uses Hashem's name 18 times. The Ramad Wali explains the number 18 in Hebrew is Chai, which means life, because the 18 blessings of Shmona Esrei brings a person to Chai Olamim, true life for all of eternity. In this chapter, David relates the greatness of God's awesome power over nature. It speaks about the strength of God's kol, voice. God's powerful voice thunders over waters, destroys trees, and causes fire to erupt. God's voice strikes fear in the wilderness of Kadesh. Despite God's control over nature, people still don't understand. They attribute nature to be a force on its own and not to the voice of God. David moves on to praising Hashem for hearing his prayer. David relates trusting in Hashem because God is his shield. David then ends by asking Hashem to save Am Yisrael and protect them forever. Okay, so what did David say this parak about? Rashi explains this chapter was said about the different historical events that took place for Yisrael. These include the Mabul in the times of Noach, the splitting of the sea, and the receiving of the Torah. The Kol Hashem, voice of God, is also referenced to the receiving of the Torah when the entire nation collectively heard God's voice. The last pasuk in the parak is a famous verse. It says, Adonai oz la'amo yitain, Adonai yivarech es amo bashalom. May God grant strength to his people. May God bless his people with peace. The Radak explains in a lengthy manner that basically this parak is referring to the war of Gog u'Magog that'll take place at the end of time. The trees, waters, mountains, and deserts are all metaphorical references to different nations of the world who seem to possess a degree of strength. At that time, God is going to show his strength to the world by unleashing his power. Ultimately, Am Yisrael will be saved, and the inextricable connection between Hashem and the Jewish people will be glaringly apparent. The Ramad Wali explains on the words, Hashem will give Am Yisrael oz, strength, that Hashem will give a double dose of strength to Am Yisrael to be able to be strong in battle to defeat their enemies. That's why it says Hashem's name twice in the pasuk, because it's referring to the increased oz, strength, God will give us to fight our wars at the end of time. I'd like to add, this is really amazing, because it's something that we can see. Baruch Hashem, it's known, Eretz Yisrael has amongst the strongest armies in the world, which puts us on the map as a world power. Just look on the map. It looks like a speck dust, the smallest of countries in the Middle East, surrounded by giants. These are the metaphoric mountains, valleys, and waters in our chapter. Obviously, it takes a double portion of Oz, strength, to protect ourselves. As every day, the army, with Hashem's help, is constantly stopping, diverting the enemies of Yisrael from committing atrocities in our land to our people. After 2,000 years, we have begun to have the ability to protect ourselves. Just like we explained, at the end of days, God is going to give Am Yisrael the ability to protect themselves. Then by doing so, God will reveal his might and strength to the nations of the world. We wait for the day when true harmony and shalom is restored to the world, when the greatness and grandeur of the Jewish people gets completely raised up, when our strength will reflect our true spiritual stature, with the complete and final redemption where there will be no more war on my holy mountain, because the world will be filled with the knowledge of God like waters that cover the earth, with the revelation of Mashiach ben David. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.